Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Behind the Groove podcast. I'm DJ Keo.
I am Basil Barrington, and today we saw the fifth episode of Loki, The Journey into Mystery, and so check this out. Before we get into, like, the overview, our rating, everything else, what did you think about the fifth episode of Loki?
I want to see where this is going. I really want to see where this is going. I think we've stuff that we've talked about off camera. I don't know how much we talked about on camera. Some of these things seem to be panning out. So it's interesting. I definitely want to see where this is going. This looks because they have to stick the landing here. So
yeah,
whatever the twist is that makes this show a reality. This thing has to be great.
It was definitely an interesting episode for sure. They brought in some new characters, even gave them names. I don't know if those are like the official names, but you know, they had like President Loki, you know, Classic Loki, Kid Loki. Kid Loki could be like a DJ, right? Kid Loki.
Yeah.
That could be like a dope DJ name.
Yeah, yeah. Kid Loki. No, those are just regular variants. I think some of those are from comic books, like iterations of Loki from comic books.
Right.
I've seen the President Loki one before. Okay. And the older guy, Richard E. Kelly, that's the actor. That's the original design for Loki in the comic books, one Stan Lee did. I think they had an alligator Loki.
Oh, yes, the alligator Loki. That is this episode had some really good punchlines too. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, the writing was good. I think the writing on this episode was better than the last one.
Yeah,
I will say this though.
What's up?
They need to do something about this color scheme because there's too much purple. Everything is purple in this show.
Well,
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I heard, like, again, like, you sent me a video once, and the guy in a video was talking about how colors are associated with loom and gloom, you know, time travel, you know, all of that. And orange and purple is, like, a really prevalent color when it comes to stuff like that. It was pretty cool, man. I mean, the writing was slick. It was pretty dope. You want to go through, like, a little overview of what went down with Loki Episode 5, Journey into Mystery?
So Loki ends up at the, I guess they're saying this is the end of time, the end of civilization. That's where you go when you get pruned from the TVA. So he ends up there. And
it's called the Void.
The Void, yeah. Yes. This is where he meets the older Loki, distinguished
Classic
Loki.
Classic five.
Yeah. And the alligator Loki, or crocodile Loki. Alligator.
And DJ Kid Loki.
DJ Loki.
DJ Kid Loki. That's a dope DJ name, man. DJ Kid Loki. What was the black guy's name with the hammer? What was his name?
He was Loki too, but he took Thor's hammer.
Okay.
That's supposed to be Thor's hammer. So he meets up with them, and they're running away from this purple monster.
Yeah.
And they go to their underground bunker. And it turns out that the black Loki sold them out. And that's where President Loki shows up, and they get into a big fight, and he loses his hand. And that's where in the other back of the TVA, Sylvie is talking to Renslayer, and she's trying to get more answers about what's going on. Turns out Renslayer was stalling until the guards showed up. So she prunes herself. Sylvie prunes herself
to go into the void. Yeah,
to go into the void, thinking they can get there and come back.
Right.
So it gets interesting, but there's a lot of talking though. Yeah. And I don't know how much plot moving was forward until we see the next show. Do you think there was a lot of like things that are like nuggets that are important to the plot or overall thing for the show back in this thing? Just throughout the whole episode.
They left some nuggets.
You think so?
There was one, well, I thought I rewind this one specific section, you know, during the episode. And I was like, well, what is that right there, right? And then I was like, I watched it twice back to back. And then the second time I was like, I paused it and I was like, oh, wow, that's that.
And okay, you know like, what? Let's do the recap and then go right into what you're thinking about that. So... Sylvie and Mobius show up in a car, and they talk
about pizza wagon.
Pizza wagon,
you know,
and they sit, devise a plan,
right?
And their plan is they're going to enchant the green, the purple.
What is the? It's called Eliatha.
Eliath.
There you go. Eliath. Exactly.
So they're going to change this thing.
Eliath. But before that even happened, you know, Loki was there. He hooked up with the other variants. You know, they all variants. Mm-hmm. You know, and the other thing is, who knew that when you got pruned, you actually went to this void? You're still alive. You know, the Eliath may eat you or destroy you, but you're still there. You know, you could survive. But Loki hooked up with the other variants, the other Lokis.
Yeah, they told him where to go.
You know, and,
it kind of reminds me of Lost. Do you remember the show Lost?
They had
like a smoke monster that was out in the woods. Like, this one kind of reminds me of.
The Eliath was pretty interesting, but so they, like, Loki's plan was to just go in and steal, you know, destroy it, you know, stab it in the heart or whatever, you know, just like, okay, you're going to stab a cloud in the heart.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Right.
So I think Sylvie comes up with the idea to enchant it.
Right.
And so DJ Loki, young DJ
Kid Loki. Mm-hmm.
And the alligator and old Loki decide, we'll help you get over there, and then we're going to go on our way. And older Loki decides he's going to help them by constructing all of Asgard, which would look cool. They spent really a lot of money on the special effects.
They look really cool, didn't it?
Yeah.
Really cool.
He's out there with his hands, just enchanting with his green hand. So he enchants it as a distraction and gets killed. And then Loki and Sylvie enchant the monster, the
Eliath.
Eliath, the smoke monster.
Right.
And it reveals itself to be some kind of castle type thing.
Right.
And they walk right in, end of the episode. So, what were you thinking when you rewound the show to that particular spot?
One particular spot, right? So when Loki linked up with classic Loki, the black guy with the hammer, the other Loki, DJ Kid Loki, and they went down into sort of the place where they were all like chilling out, right?
Was that a bowling alley? I couldn't tell. It looked weird.
But when they were coming down, there was this like thing moving, you know? But they showed the Thor hammer, right? And then there was this thing moving, and I was like, I just thought like, and then you just heard, a person falling. And then when I watched it for the second time, I paused it there. That was Thor.
Yeah, so is it like a frog Thor? Or is it the regular Thor?
Dude, this was Thor with his cape on. The hammer was huge. Thor was like really small, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to check that out. It was just like, I could not believe that. I thought that was when they're coming downstairs. Thor. No, this was not a frog, even though you just saw the back, but you still was able to see the Thor cape. You saw the huge Thor hammer, and like Thor was trying to get to the hammer, and he was like going back and forth, trying to like climb up to it, and he slipped and he fell. And you know, that's where you heard the scream. And I was like, wow. Yeah, that is really crazy. So, you know, they're down there trying to devise a plan, you know, classic Loki, Kid Loki, and we're going to call this guy Black Loki, you know, because they didn't give him a name, really. I mean, he's a Loki, but they didn't give him a name, right? And, you know, they were just laughing because he was thinking, you know, Loki was like, hey, you know, he wants to, like, kill a Eliath and, you know, do everything else. And it really didn't work out. So, I don't know. Did you see that part?
Yeah, I saw that part. I thought it was the frog Loki. I mean, the frog Thor. Because there is a frog Thor in the comic books. And it's like all these shows, they got little tiny Easter eggs all over the place. Yeah, it's one of those things that they just prop in the back. And yeah, that's what I thought it was. But I got to go back and rewatch it again because you could be right. But I was rushed trying to get through it in time. So we could do the show. So I don't know. I may have to watch it again to check it.
Before Sylvie and Mobius even arrive, you know, Loki and the other Lokis, the other variant Lokis, devised a plan to kill Eliath or destroy Eliath. And, you know, they needed a Nexus event to, you know, happen. So DJ Kid Loki created the Nexus event, you know, just dropping a huge battleship onto the void.
Is that the battleship from the Philadelphia experiment or Manhattan experiment? I don't know which one. I think it's Philadelphia, man. I'm not sure,
but you know, the Eliath basically destroyed it, but he did it so quickly because Loki wanted to get behind it, you know, and it was just a weird plan.
He get behind smoke, like that's a terrible idea.
And then, you know, Eliath came in, destroyed like the battleship, and then Bounce was like, I'm out of here, you can't do anything. And then that's when the pizza, you know,
pizza car came up.
But she basically, like you said, she pruned herself and was, you know, sent to the void. Eliath tried to engulf her, you know, tried to kill her.
She slightly enchanted a minute,
remember, right? She like enchanted that and she was like, oh, I saw something there, you know?
Wow. Yeah. So I have two questions for you.
What's up?
First question, do you think Renslayer is either in on it or the big bad for the whole episode or the show, did I say the series? Do you think that she knows what's going on and she meant with the, she was saying to Sylvie about trying to get to the bottom of what's going on? Or is she just the villain the whole time and she's just stalling?
I would not be surprised if she was like the villain. But she doesn't seem smart enough to be the villain either. And she also spoke to Hunter B-15 to find out what was going on. She was surprised that, you know, hey, you know, I just want to find out what's going on as well, but we still need to protect the TVA until we find out what's going on.
I think that she's known the whole time that there are robots in the room and the whole thing's a sham. I think she's known the whole time.
Maybe she knew that, Jess.
Yeah, I don't think that she's like innocent or doesn't know what's going on. I think she knows what's going on. I think she's playing dumb.
That's very interesting. You had a second question for me.
My question to you is, do you feel kind of weird the way Loki and Sylvie are talking to each other all the time? He's talking to her like he's trying to date her or something.
Dude.
I'm like, dude, that's yourself. Like, it seems kind of weird. Also, I'll say, it's not so much a question, it's a statement. It feels kind of weird he's trying to bang himself.
he is the god of like mischief and she is the goddess of mischief, right? So
they're still the same person.
They have different parents though, right?
No, they're same parents.
They're basically
everything through their, for all the Lokis, they pretty much have the same backstory for the most part.
Because she spoke differently about her parents than he did.
Yeah, because she had only seen her parents as a little kid, whereas he's seen them as an adult. So, you know, I think his mother died in Thor, Dark World, Dark whatever, the stupid one with the elves, the terrible Thor movie.
It definitely seems like he's fallen in love with her, you know. I'm waiting for the love scene.
Weird. You know, it seems weird. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm waiting for the kiss. I'm like, why don't he just kiss her, dude? You know, sometimes you just have to go for it, you know, like, just go and kiss her, you know, or... You know, you put the blanket on her, you know, and
seems weird. That's all I'm going to say. It seems like you're kissing yourself in the mirror or something like that. I don't know. It seems weird. It feels like this should be like a time paradox no-no to make out with yourself. Seems like something that we should kind of avoid.
That's like beyond incest if you're making out with yourself.
Yeah. Like,
I would say like go all in, get it over with, break the ice. You know, do the justice and like, bing, go save the world, you know, go beat up the TVA, you know, but get it out the way. They can't have a love scene in this flick, though. They can't have a love scene. Maybe a kiss.
I can do that.
It would not surprise me if, like, when it was all said and done, he kissed her on the cheek.
Okay, that would make sense, but it'd be better if they did a bro fist or something, but...
Or a hug, maybe. How about a hug?
Their dialogue reminds me of, like, a high school dance.
Yeah.
Like that's what that looks like.
Coming of age movie, you know?
Yeah. Like a Breakfast Club or something. Like it's just awkward. Just everything about it was awkward. I don't know. They're thousands of years old. This seems weird.
Let me ask you a question. How did you think episode 5 sort of flowed from start to end? Do you think that the storyline, the plot lines, everything sort of fell into place from start to end?
It gives you a good cliffhanger to get you to episode 6, for sure. I want to see how this ends and what they're going to do, for sure, yeah. 100%. I'm all in. I want to see what happens here. But again, they have to stick the landing. There needs to be a good explanation for everything. And I have a good question for you, okay?
What's up?
Do you think Tom Hiddleston's Loki is going to survive this thing? Or is the new female Loki going to be the new Loki for the MCU going forward?
You know, I really like Sylvie, man. You know, I think she's bad. You know, she's sort of dope. And I like Loki too. You know, thus far, I'm really feeling like this Loki series, right? Even though it's like just season one. I'm not quite sure if they're going to have a season two.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have a season two.
But I really like this. You know, this is really cool. And I wasn't feeling like the Loki Sylvie in the beginning. And now that the both of them linked up and they're trying to do something together, I like the both of them. I mean, I hope that they're not going to die because they always come back. They survive, right?
Do you think like Hiddleston will hang up the Loki horns and Sylvie's going to take over for the movies?
I hope not, because I actually like him as, you know, just the King Loki. I think he's pretty cool.
I'll say this. Mm-hmm. If he's replaced
with who?
With Sylvie, if he hangs up his horns and is replaced by Sylvie, there's going to be a lot of angry female fans.
See,
the wrath you haven't heard of before.
That's where movie production houses and just production companies, that's when they start screwing up things. I know you have to work out money and contracts and all that other stuff, right? But this Loki is, and again, I'm not, you know, this is first time Loki for me, right? But yeah. I like this guy who's playing Loki.
I'll say, if you've seen the movies, he's a fan favorite, especially from the ladies. He's a fan favorite.
I can see that. You know, he's good looking. And he's slim. He's in shape. Yeah, I like this guy playing Loki. I mean, I would be super disappointed.
If the wrath from the fans,
Loki, if this guy didn't stay Loki, and if Sylvie wasn't a part of it, they both need to be a part of it. Even if it's adversarial, they still need to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think people would be cool with that. But if he leaves for her, I can't put the wrath in words. What's going to happen here?
Yeah,
it is going to be bad. It's not going to go well.
I like this guy playing Loki. I like Sylvie playing Loki. They need to bring both of them back. Definitely Loki the guy. And if they can, you know, if contracts and money works out, you know, bring back Sylvie as well. I like Sylvie. It's something about her that I like. You know, it's just it's something about her. I like her. Okay, so Loki episode 5, Journey into Mystery. Give me your thoughts and your rating.
Overall, I think it was interesting. I wasn't disappointed watching it. I will say this, though. My rating is going to be a 7. Mm-hmm. I guess same as last week. Mm-hmm. But my 7 is contingent on episode 6. Mm-hmm. It'll either turn from a 7 down to a 4 if episode 6 is terrible or I don't like the ending of episode 6.
Okay.
So I would say this contingent on this thing here. So if it is a quality ending, then it could go up to an 8 or a 9. But right now it's a 7.
I am going to give Loki 5, episode 5, Journey into Mystery, an 8.5. Now, remember, last week I gave it an 8. And the previous 3 episodes, 1, 2, and 3, I gave a 7. So I'm giving this an 8.5.
You're going up to a 9 next week.
This is something. If they had 13 episodes, I'd be all in. Obviously, you know, there are going to be some episodes that's just going to be garbage, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fillers.
Right, you know. But I am all in with this. Episode 5 to me was a really good episode. I like, you know, they spent most of their time in the void, and the graphics were amazing. The storyline, the special effects were bananas, right? I mean, the way, you know, classic Loki just brought up that city was pretty cool. And the whole battleship thing, you know, with that was just, everything was pretty sick for me. It was, and I wouldn't even call it slow. I would just call it, like you said, building up, leaving breadcrumbs for the last and final episode 6. Well, there you have it. Another episode of the Behind the Groove podcast. I am Basil Barrington.
I'm DJ Keo. And thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And until next time, peace.
All right.